Restoring My Soul, Wednesday the 14th of May, Intercession and Travail. The Apostle Peter referred to the seven wounding events that Christ suffered from the Garden of Gethsemane to the cross as the pains of death. They were the birth pains that belonged to Christ's travail. The fruit that is brought forth through these birth pangs of death defines a new creation that possesses the nature of the one who travailed to bring them forth. This is Christ's travail, in whom dwelt the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Jesus travailed in this manner as Yahweh's Son, in identity as much as he was the Father's seed and the Son of Man. Yahweh's Son is the sum and substance of all sonship. Emphasizing that although the Son had come in the flesh, he was Yahweh's Son in identity, Jesus quoted King David, saying, "How then does David in the Spirit call him Lord? If David then calls him Lord, how is he his son?" The intercessory prayer of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is articulated in their intense love. From this intercession proceeds the word by which we are born as sons of God. This is the word of the Father, in which is our name as a son of God. The word of Elohim is the expression of their will. They therefore accomplish what they say. The threefold expression of the purpose of God as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, which springs from their fellowship, became one covenant called their covenant. Their covenant states, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness." The word of Yahweh is the statement of our eternal predestination. This word defines our name and works. It is the proclamation of our name and character as a person. Our name becomes our initiative because it is given to us and belongs to us as we are born by the Father, placed in the body, and join the regenerating work of the Son's offering by the power of eternal Spirit. The references used in today's devotions are Acts chapter 2 verse 24, Colossians chapter 2 verse 9, Matthew chapter 22 verses 43 to 45, 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 23, and Genesis chapter 1 verse 26. For further study, Ephesians chapter 1.